somebody shout out a coordinate, you guys are going to be playing black. Q4. Terrible move. Now, every time I won't say, no, just a cough. I don't know what it was this morning. No big deal. Hopefully, every time I won't, you guys won't have to make me say, someone tell me a coordinate. You'll just know it's someone's turn. And when I, you know, I'm sure I'll see half a dozen to a dozen coordinates, and I'll get information about that. You know, what you guys, what's on your mind, and they'll let me see things to answer. Q17, perfectly good. D16, perfectly good. We'll play this one. D5, not best. Let's talk about D5. Okay, stop the talking so that I don't have to scroll in a minute to go back to the next what I saw a minute ago. Let's talk about D5 for a minute. The correct priority in the openings now is to play one of the unfinished corners. I won't go into detail about what that is, because that's a bit basic. But email me if it's not. Now, black A, Shamari, that's good, but it's facing the wrong way. That doesn't make it a bad move, but perhaps we can find one better. Black C, that's playing in a white area. That's also not something we're thrilled to do. Why should we bother going into a white area if we don't have to? D, however, now we're playing in a friendly area. You guys catch this concept of a friendly area? It looks like black's taking half the board in one move. So we don't have to choose a Shamari that's facing a bad direction, or I hate to use the word bad, but less than efficient direction. We can play, so B is the most basic idea. So next question is B or D. And they're both fine, and most players would play D at this point just for the sake of balance. D's fine, but we'll keep it at D. Okay, now I'm going to scroll back. D5, Q15, we talked about that. E16, we talked about that. These are all, we've covered that. Okay, good. I have two choices. I will definitely play up top here. Interesting. Okay, those are all good things. Let's talk about that. Let's start with the pinch. I'm going to be using two words here: basic move and change. Basic move is just a move that everybody knows is the biggest move. Everybody knows it. A change is a move that's not the biggest, but it's a totally huge move, and no one on the planet can prove it to be a mistake. So this is a change. I'm going to change the board a little bit here. They're going to be make-believe moves, so don't get mad at me. Now, the pinch is a basic move. Black is developing an area that is worth developing. But if we go back to the board position, all you've got, now this pinch we know is not a tight pinch. White purposely made room. So the pinch can't be seen as severe. So we're making a non-severe pinch in an area that's not particularly special. So it's playable, but it's not basic. Does that all make sense? Maybe. Okay, good enough. Next. I have to scroll up because everyone's talking too much. There it is. R10. Now this is a flat out mistake. No pressure on white. White will probably respond, but white has a great freedom. He doesn't have to respond if he doesn't want to. That's just no pressure. And the side is not so big. Corners are bigger. So if you want to play away, don't play away to here. Okay, that's that one. R10. Then we had OP15. This is an interesting one. This is another outright mistake. This is a center move. To make this move correct, we would need to have, this in. We'd have to have white play slow move over here. Still, I find it questionable. Not prepared enough. Center moves, you better be pretty prepared. How about we have this in? Now, okay. Still, it's not my favorite move, but you better be rather prepared before you start making a center move. Yes? The team, that's another subject. Okay. See, there's one I'm going to ignore. Okay. So, I didn't see anyone talk about R16. This is the basic move, at least locally. Take the corner in Sente. That's pretty nice. And you're live, settled in points, all in Sente. It's a good move. Jujo likes this move. And he goes as far as to say, just play it. Because if you go away, his idea, hope you all know Jujo. I like to call him the great Jujo Jang. Certain players get strong enough where they get magical. And to me, I pretty much call that the top 10. I mean, he's very, very strong. He says this brings a little extra profit to white. The unfinished corner over here has to be big enough, so we can't call it a mistake. So, let me have a vote between A and B. Those are the two moves that are right on target. Okay, A it is. While we're here, I'm going to show you the two patterns for white, because this is not an uncommon pattern, and it's good to see. This is the old style, and it's still used today, it's no problem. Black may well pinch, because after all, white is tight. I'm going to spend a moment on this position. There's a few things that come up a lot here that two players tend to not understand. Let's start with white's position on the right here. You see this, I don't want to say in every game, but a lot. Two stones, third line, two spaces apart, black on both sides. This comes up a lot. First off, these two white stones are just fine. You don't have to defend. Now, you see people defending most of the time. And rightly so, but there's a reason. If these two white stones, if their job is to survive, to be relatively healthy, go away. They're fine. But if you want, let me get my marker out here, if you want to invade around A, if you want to fight around B, these guys are not worthy of invading or fighting. You start some sort of invasion here, and you could get in some serious trouble on both sides. So, I played this in a game against Fang Yun, Professional Mind On, and I looked and I say, hey, I don't want to fight nearby, I don't want to invade nearby, so I went away, hoping I was right. She says, oh, great thinking. so I was really substantiated on that one. In this position, we by all means have a lot of work to do nearby. The white will respond. Now, white can respond at C or D. They're both very valid. Both of which are sente on top. For instance, if white plays here, black's now going to play something else. He does not want to get surrounded. He hates getting surrounded. So he's going to play out. But if white plays here, still uncomfortable, black is still behind enemy lines and doesn't like it. So black's going to respond in both cases. So we'll choose this one because it's doing more work towards the bottom. Okay, so that's pattern one. T15 is T. Oh yeah, this is another center move, and it's not even centering. So yeah, it's just too much. Oh, for white. By all means, don't run with a nice move. Because as the game continues, this cut is going to be such a hassle. Just don't run with a nice move. Even if black can't cut. Yeah, the lift. A lot of you don't know what the lift is. Hi, Pierre. Good to see you. even if black can't cut now, sometime in the next 100 moves, the position is going to change, and then you're going to have to spend a whole move defending that nice move. So even if you can't cut right now, don't do it. Q14. Yeah, right. Even if it's dead, don't run with the nice move. Because later on, you're going to have to come back and spend a whole move. Now, hi, Nanny. Didn't see you. I was fixed on before I found out the correct way to run with a nice move, and I was so happy. Because I saw Judo do it, and I go, why are you running with a nice move? He says, it's good in these cases. And I was very happy when I learned that. Okay, pattern number two. This is the more modern way. It's much lighter. With this pattern, black's move is an option. Because after all, white's not going to be that weak. So you can choose a little profit. No, I'm not. White started, apparently there's a couple more people here. Let me mention a few things that I mentioned earlier. Each of these lessons, I'll be coming at least 5 minutes early, opening up and having discussions about various things. And that's one of the things I covered today, is I'm not a pro, and come early next time and we'll see all that. Okay, so Rd9 is an option for black. No problem. But here, it's a necessity, because white is weak, and black needs to punish that. If black goes away, white's weakness turns into profit. That's massive. For weakness to turn into profit, that's just unheard of. So it becomes necessary to play here. And since white's uncomfortable, white has to defend. And then black doesn't want to get surrounded, and black defends. Now, this is white's way of turning a little potentially heavy shape into sente. But white's unsettled. So they're both playable. This is the modern way. So we're going to have a vote between... Oh, no, it's my move, so no vote. I get to choose. I'm going to play here. And I already told you the next move, we have to play here. We have to play here. Now, let's look in the upper left. Yes, that black corner is not going to die. It's not... The points aren't going to go away. At Q17, the upper right corner, that's all black, if that was the question. Okay, black move is going to be here. But, let's look at the upper left. There's a black stone on the right side of that. If those colors were reversed, then black's going to play here. I'm going to reverse those so we can see it. Now black plays at N17 because it's not a growing area anymore. These subtleties are something that if two players can grab these subtleties, it's going to really increase your game. This is something very basic that tends to be missed. Matter of fact, most of my students, no offense here, a lot of my students will miss these basic things even though it's day one stuff. Just when you're in the middle of a game and the clock's running, you just go crazy. This is not a question area, this is a growing area. In the actual game, it's a black area, or it's low is possible, but most players will play high because it's a black, it looks like a good area to grow in. And we like putting the pressure on white, too. That's something we'd like to do. Okay, white's move from here. You would play O12. Interesting move, but we'll skip that one. Okay, two options for white. If nothing urgent is going on, by all means, I'm going to take the corner. But look at that top black area. Gosh. If white plays this way, that's getting pretty nice on top. A bit scary. Difficult. So, number one on the list, whatever's urgent. H16. Very playable. Plenty of room for it. G17. Also good. Yeah, I think a pinch is in order. Let me read out which pinch I want. I'm going to change a little something here. I like changing the board because it lets you guys see what's a little different. You'll see me throw stones away. Don't think that that's a valid black plan to throw stones away. If the board looked like this on the upper area, I come up with this move. Because now, there's a weakness. So I'd immediately abuse that weakness by entering in a very easy spot. Oops, I got some lag there. But in the game, I'm really not that close to that weakness, so I can't use it. I am gonna use this pinch. Let me tell you why. This is an excellent move for black. He has time with his E16. This move is excellent profit, and it hurts white H16. And if white stone is hurt, then the attack is hurt. So this is one of these half measures of defense just before you run. The proverb is, profit before running. Right, so I don't like it. Good. Vita. Vita. So that's why I don't like this move. The tight pinch is more demanding, and I think this is playable, but still, the top area looks big. So I'm going to play close to that. Now if Black plays this, he's getting much, much less bang for his buck. And less profit, less attack on white, becomes a less of a move when he's not too excited about it. Yet at the same time, I have a full extension for life. Okay, so I'm playing J17, and someone gives me a black move. L17. Too small at this point. Not enough pressure on white. J, then L, that's an L. L16. L16 is an, is, L17 is almost playable. L16 is not playable at all. Black gets nothing for his trouble. No profit, no attack on white. It's a nothing move. D5. D5 is playable. White played a very loose pinch. Black doesn't have to respond if he doesn't want to. If there's something big, he can play away. C17. This is a nice idea locally. Let's check it out. Now, Black's not thrilled with this move. It's not like, ooh, I'm making all my perfect shape. But if he wants to settle, which is what we want to do, this is a nice settling move. Yeah, this is excellent thinking. Notice that White needs to respond, which means Black gets an extra move on the left if Black wants it. So this is a very nice pattern. I think this is probably the best pattern. Let me just touch on, see, that was D17. Coming to G. No, this doesn't make eyes, it doesn't remove a running veteran from White, it doesn't attack White, so it's a bad move. J3. J3 doesn't do much. No pressure on White. It's building a fake Moyo. I don't want to say it's not playable, but it's nowhere near basic, and it's at least questionable. Very vague move. A pro will take a move like this and turn it against you pretty darn fast. Okay, so C17, I like that thinking. Don't think to yourself, oh, I'm cramped. Think to yourself, I'm settling. He pinched me, and I settled, and he's the one who owes a move, not me. Fake Moyo. That's like building a Moyo, and yeah, right, like you're building a Moyo. I don't believe you. I'll just come in, and it's not even a Moyo. Right. Not really a Moyo. Okay. White has very little choice here. Now, Black is not eager to play these kinds of moves, because there's not much to do around here. So White's lack of a move here, Black will try to use later. Moyo is a large potential territory. Okay, that pretty much leaves us with C5. Now, right away, remember, White is missing a move on the upper left. Now, this is one of those Giseki that White can ignore, and it's perfectly fine because White's alive already. But he can get flattened, he can get messed with. So when Black plays this move, Black is looking forward to some move like this, forcing White to come out and make some position. Now, he doesn't have a specific plan, but he has an aim. So everyone has to, both players are looking for how that should develop. And seeing as how Black is not entirely settled on top, and he's settled perfectly fine for now, but in time to come. So White's going to finish that move, because been better than now. There's nothing else going on, nothing urgent, so I'll take that time to finish. Okay, give me Black move. Ooh, let me mention one thing as you guys are answering that. White's move here can be A, B, C, D, any of these moves are Giseki. And they all depend on surrounding issues. For instance, a lot of times you see this Black formation. In that case, most likely White will play this way, because this is simple. White can use it. But if Black is closer, here, then why am I playing here? I have no next move, so White will choose this one, which is bigger, better on the left, worse towards the top. And if the left side is just not growable at all, then perhaps just make a point settling move rather than a growing settling move. So I'm choosing this move. And I'm looking back to what you guys said. E4. E4 is one of those, is Shiseki's specifically to develop the left. The left is not special in the slightest. No reason to play this Shiseki. That's a real commitment, forcing white to live. Touching a weak stone in order to get the left. There's nothing special about the left. Okay. That was E4. A double in Q4. Yeah, a pinch. That's an interesting idea. Now notice that it's actually not a double wing. A double wing would look like this. But the wing is funny. You have a 3-space and a 5-space. It's nothing fluid about this. It's an awkward shape. So the pinch is a bit questionable. Also, no, oops. We're using the wrong board. This is here. This is here. This is here. Okay. Now notice, white pinch here. Wonderful pinch. White loves this. White made a nice growing move with D13, ready to pounce down. This is a big thing for two players to see. We talked about this a few moments ago. Third line versus fourth line. I played fourth line, making my descent very meaningful. Black should stop it immediately. Just play it. White feels very inclined to, this is Shiseki, one of the simplest Shisekis on the books. And they both make perfect sense in this case. White's not going to play fourth line because it's no time to grow. Black didn't play fourth because it's only settling. Okay. Square for black. Is black D? 8, too vulnerable. Yeah, it's one of those moves where you're pretending to grow. If I'm white, I'm going to play this immediately. And black has no right to pinch because he just got attacked on the left. He has no time to do this. He has to defend first. Now, he could choose to defend this way, but again, he's just wasting his feet. It's just not working out for him. So third line for sure. And white will respond in kind. Okay. Give me a black move. M15. Interesting. This is saying we're attacking two weak white groups. And I don't think that's the case. Remember that black's not all that comfortable in the upper left. And it's not like white's feeling weak somewhere. White never missed a move. C12. It would be C11. C12 too far. And white will just ignore it. White's settled. This is a small move. N. 15, getting out. Yeah, good. Matter of fact, should that be done first? Let's check this out. This could get serious. No, we better, seeing as how we're not dead up there, we're actually fine. I think this is important. If white plays this way, black's going to ignore an attack because black's already alive. So white really needs to respond. And now black is not good. Who said that? Who said N15? Right. No, that wasn't right. 15. Falcor. Good going, Falcor. This is the only move. Good going. I was about to miss that. Okay. This is substantially different from this move. First off, you can just get cut apart. And now Black's surrounded and has to do his own defense. And as Feng Yun says, the best defense is to attack. So if I can just take this opportunity, perhaps, and start attacking, because Black will have a weak corner, weakish corner, and a weak lone stone in the center. And even if White doesn't want to do that right away, White will do it next move. Black will need to come back and face anyway. So this is pretty much a running move. Getting up strong here, I think, is a great idea. Okay. White dare not play a big move. Because White's immediately going to get surrounded. Black's getting outside influence in Sente. White lives. Black starts the next attack. It's just a roller coaster. It's just a snowball. Things get real bad quick when you get weak. So White is going to respond. I'm going to respond pressuring the upper left. Black move. G15. F13. Two getting out moves. Ooh, those are going to be fun to talk about. P8. This is Misty's style. He doesn't like to defend. He and I have a lot of fun fights. He doesn't like to defend. So Misty's move will pass by. Okay, I'm up. F14. Okay, we're pretty much all in agreement that one of the running moves. I'm in complete agreement. It's time to get out. We don't want to get messed with here. Notice that A is still behind enemy lines. Absolutely unacceptable. If the only way out, it's not the only way out, but we're going to make believe. If the only way out is to keep, which we do not want to do. Here we go, waiting for lag. There we go. We don't want to do this. It helps White. We hate doing this. But if that's the only way to get an extra move ahead, then do it. Even though it's painful, you got to do it. But we don't have to, so let's not. But A is, you're still behind enemy lines. Get out your straight edge, look at those two white stones, draw a line, you are behind it. No doubt about it. About this move. Ooh, that barely breaks the line. I would say this is acceptable, but the big question is, can we do the move we want to do? You know, I don't think so. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. This is the first time in the game. Remember I said early on that I don't like to read more than a few moves in a game? This is one that I would read. Because this is the move I want. It really gets out really nice. We'd love this move if it works. But then we'd have to read this stuff. Gosh, there's just an awful lot to read here. Just reading. And you look at all these variations, and in each one, Black is barely surviving. Now, I'm a very lazy person, and I hate to read. So what I do is I read halfway out and try to get a feel for it. Now, when I play against pros, this is my downfall. Because they said, if you just read three more moves, you would have seen it. And I go, yeah, but I'm so lazy. So, in a friendly game, I would play this and have fun working it out. So we need to take a vote between B and C. I'm going to remove A. I probably shouldn't. People are going to want to remove. I won't remove it this game. B. These are winning. Okay. Ooh, no cheese at all? Wow. We're above average. We're 3.0. Okay. Notice, White takes a big move. Where? Let's say I take a big move, and Black plays here. White is uncomfortable. If I start running, you're chasing two groups at once. Two weak groups are getting hurt. So White needs to get out. So White gets out. And yes, Black gets out. Okay. How does White feel? Notice I'm always looking at, you see me throw away a stone, and I put it somewhere. This is the way I test to see if I'm weak or not. So I look at the surround, for instance, and I go, I'll ignore that. Now remember, I'm not a pro, so maybe I shouldn't ignore it. But I don't feel bad. Now I'm starting to feel bad. If I ignore and Black plays here, it is getting uncomfortable. Okay. So I'm changing my mind. This does feel bad. And nothing else feels urgent. So I'm going to go ahead and respond to that. Besides at this point, and it does, we've seen the many variations where Black plays C11 and almost likes it. So this settles the situation. Back to Black. Some of you know about my list of gold rules, and I'll be referring to that just out of habit. If anyone wants it, that's something you can email me about, and it's free to anybody. It doesn't make all that much sense unless it gets defined well for you, which is where lessons come in. But the list itself is absolutely free. And remember, use my other email, which I think is in the... I don't see it up there. Let me type it in here. What is it? Use this one, this email address, and I'll catch it and send it to you. Also, you chat with anyone else who hangs out in LGD, and they'll have it also. It's been around for a long time. Okay. One thing I want to repeat. You see this habit of mine, where I throw away a stone, and I test the waters. And you notice how I changed my mind? This is how I work when I play. Is I imagine my opponent playing there, and I try to get a feel for my comfort level. And as I work that out, a lot of times it changes. As I, you know, look at a couple little 1-2 move readouts, and at first I thought, oh, I'm fine, I can play away, right? Because I'm looking at this stuff, right? I'm going, I'm fine. But all of a sudden I looked at the harsh move, and that stuff is harsh. So that's how I like to read out. Simple little 1 or 2 move deals, see how I feel, look at a couple variations, small readouts. I don't like this move. Oops. Maybe I do. This seems thin to me. There's a lot of thin stuff going on here. It bothers me. I hate being thin. So that's why I'm playing here. Because I'm doing this to settle. And if I go one more, I'm not necessarily settling. Okay. K10 will help Black, or K11? I don't see a purpose in either one of those moves. Perhaps I'm... Oh, that's because he's a 32. Yeah, neither one of those have any meaning. Oh, we're looking at Black. Is someone talking about Black moves? Okay, P8. Is the group on the left still feeling significant pressure? Let's check that out. Let's go through my list. question number one, how's black? We'll ask it of each group. How's black A group? They can't get surrounded. They can play at B or C, both for plenty of room. They can run out with D or Doc. They have options up the wazoo. Right? There's just options all over the place. They're pretty nice. The next A group, South, can't get surrounded. They're fine. The next A group, upper right, they can get surrounded. And they haven't liked that before, and nothing's changed. As a matter of fact, the one thing that has changed is whites turning his weak groups into a line of territory. So I think we don't have to look further. There's no other weak black groups. And white's weak groups are hurt when black comes out. So we come out. N13 looks to be the playable one, right? Now white has two things to think about. How does white feel about black J11? Feel bad. And how does white feel about black O10? Feel bad. So white has a dilemma. Which group needs more help? This is a big question. You hear Mr. Yang say it all the time. Which stone, which group, which needs more help? I wish I knew. That's the trouble with not being a professional. You just don't know. 011. I don't like 011. Because it leaves this gap here. It's kind of a bad relationship. I'd rather it be here. Now I'm not pretending to connect. Q10's already taken. J, what's up with my throat? J11, getting out. Yeah, good basic move. Then attack black on the left. Yeah, that's some good thinking. This is getting out with very possible sensei. That's well, it's probably going to be our answer. P12. This is a slow move. It's completely one purpose. I'd rather play here. Now I'm getting points rather than just stopping an invasion. I'm getting ready to attack R8, which is a great move. So I'm settled, getting points, attacking black. There's three purposes of craft. P12 is a one-purpose move. No attack on black. I'm not getting points. Black's getting the points. So P12 is an out-and-out mistake. I think I might prefer F10. This is a hard choice. Because if black plays here, it's not like black's going to die. And black got hurt pretty bad. But if white plays this way, white's not only helped with black's hurt, and it's not like we're going to die. We can still just get out. So the choices are between A and B, which I'm about to mark. And both are reasonable moves. And I would opt for B, because it is points, it is attack, and A is a questionable attack without any points. So I'm going to go with B. My move, right? B. Okay. Time for some black moves. Gosh, it's been 45 minutes already. Q7. Interesting move. Not basic in the slightest, but very interesting. That's Misty all over. Not basic, but real interesting. How big is the lowest? Oh, P8. P8. jump this, attack white. Yeah, this is Sente for sure. Okay. So, black did a Sente. Did black do points? No. These points for black are really not pleasurable at all. There's just very little points in there at all. Just sickeningly small. Also, white's response, white likes it. You know, black has to run some more. Let's test a white move. How does black feel about this? Hard for black to get out. Black doesn't like this. So I think black might think about defending here. We can make a pure defensive move, but one purpose move. We're not affecting white almost at all. How about O3? Yeah, that would be for points, but let's go for defense and attack instead. That's, defending is always the biggest thing you can do. Attacking is the second biggest thing. Excuse me, I shouldn't say always. That's the basic rule. That's how to think, is check out your weaknesses. That's always the first question. Am I weak? Because if you're weak, he's going to attack you and get points for free. And that's how you win a go game, is by getting points for free. If you spend a whole move taking a big move, and he gets 3 points, 3 points, 3 points, and then his go game move, he takes the move you're old, the size you did. Bye, Dansky. Okay, so this is a one-purpose defensive move. Let's use Feng Yun's quote, the best defense is to attack. So let's play J11, which was White's other choice. Now, White can't just say, oh, you fool, I'm going to attack you. No, White's too weak for that. White has to play a defensive move. So this is a great example of how an attack is actually a defense. I don't know how many of you know Feng Yun. She's a wonderful teacher. The thing I like most about her is she's so excited about Go. She absolutely adores the game. I get such a kick out of it. I'm going to waste your money here and tell you a little story. I'm playing her game and giving her a little bit of a hard time. Feng Yun, she's out of Jackie somewhere. Yes. And I put her in a little bit of a questionable position. She didn't know what to do. Chinese, yes. And she came up with a move she was so excited about. After the game, she goes back to it. Look at this move. She told me all about it. She was just beside herself with joy finding this move. Just like a little girl, you know. It was really nice to see. Okay. We saw a peep earlier. Where was it? Oh, we had black peep at 8:16. It was a terrible peep. Hi, Lisa. Because it helped white. And we didn't need it. But if you can peep and it doesn't, it's not bad for you, that can be a very nice thing to do. So, let's check out this white peep here. Good question. Does this hurt white on the right? You know, I don't think it hurts at all. I'm going to play this move, and instead of running, which is starting to waste my time, I'm going to go back and do a living move and pick up some points instead. So this is an unusual sequence for white to live instead of running. The proverb says to run before living, but it's starting to waste my time, and I'm going to, and this is not a waste at all, to live and get points. Okay, give me a black move. L13. This is a fake attack. White's going to live regardless. And worry's going to cause trouble all over the place. I'm throwing together a make-believe variation just so you see that, you know, White's not going to die. Black's surrounded in the corner now. Let me just carry on a bit further. Let's say black kills. Yeah, but now the whole corner's falling apart. And again, don't hold me accountable to the variation. I'm only showing vague ideas so we can get to the point. So black has no right to be doing some pretend little attack here. For you Q players, which hopefully, I think Amir's here. He's more than a Q player. He's, yeah, he was my life. He's 3-2 here, but he's actually quite strong. If he could just get his defense in order, he'd be scary. That's what he's trying to do now, is get his defense in order. He just took a wonderful title in, where was it? Was it in Israel? Yeah, I think it was Israel. And he took first in the youth and third overall, something like that. He did really well in the tournament there. And he's quite young. Okay. So for you two players, just drop this whole fragment of thing. Look at this L13. This is a classic Q move. Trying to be aggressive, quite looks like there's a lot of room for life there. And don't forget, O18 is available. There's a lot of room. So it's an absolute false attack, and it's very weak. Q players do this fragmented thing. They don't follow the main line. They toss out non-sequitur moves. What's the better term for that? Random. It's almost random. Just a flirting idea that they're fancying with. Okay. Back to black moves. L12. So, oh, was that you, Snakey here? So forget I said that to you, but in general, we know that Qs do that. Disjoint it. Thank you, Hugh. Who? He pronounces it Q, which surprised me. This is better, but White can just ignore it. Well, even if White doesn't ignore, White likes this move. White played the move with not without points, White played the move with points. So between the two, I'd rather Black play this way. If one of them, Sente, take the points. Okay. R5. I like this move. Who said the R5? Around. I like this move. We've known for a while that White's looking forward to some invasion here. This is White's right. And R5 removes the invasion, takes the entire corner. 3-3 no longer lives, not even with Ko. So this is a good move. Defense and points. I like it. Is there anything urgent going on? Black's out, black's safe, everything else is fine. This is an excellent move. And we find it. No, shouldn't. If we play here, 3-3 lives in Ko. But here, 3-3 shouldn't live at all. Okay. I'm going to run through the list here. I haven't run through it thoroughly yet once, but the list is House Black. And this black R8 isn't a group, so it's, and the question is, how is black? Does black have any weak groups? And it's not a weak group. So we'd actually catch this move as we go around the list to the last point, which is what's big. White's invasion is big. That's what's big. So we're removing the invasion and taking the corner. So I say this is a 30-point move. Yeah, list. Those of you who haven't caught it yet, I have a list of gold rules. It's free to all. Email me at shyghost@packbell.net, and there you go. Yeah, Barath, excellent. R5 is a good, strong move. Okay. For White. My group on top is okay. Not that I'm thrilled, but it's okay. The bottom is becoming urgent. I just got that confirmation in here. I said, yes, sir. How close can I get to the corner? Can I get this close? Yeah. Flight takes the corner and runs out. And we shared it. Good. Okay, let's do a count. And that'll put us pretty close to the end. I'm going to spend a moment showing how to count. Because, believe it or not, a lot of key players don't even understand the basics of counting. Okay. Let's count Black's upper right corner. Once again, you're going to see me throwing away a lot of black stones. I don't mean them as moves, I'm just throwing them away. Okay, we have to assume we're not going to count what black might get, because of course black could get more because he's put down a stone, hopefully he's going to get profit for it. But what does he have already? Okay, white says, I'm going to take it away, no you're not. I'm going to take it away, no you're not. Take it away, no you're not. I'm going to take it away. Notice every move of white is sente. We don't count doke plays, only sente plays. We don't hani there because it's doke. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points. Black has 9 points. So that's the pattern. What you actually have is very different from what you can get. And totally, completely different. Now let's count the white area there. Is this sente for black? No, it's not. Ooh. White has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points. Why not R12? No idea why not R12. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. R12. Well, for white, I'm just throwing down very basic, not actual moves, but just showing the boundaries. This is how to think about counting. Here? Doesn't that look dangerous? It looks dangerous to me. If you want to do something, how about R11? And then this piece. And then run out. That would be better. Before S15. Oh, I see. Interesting. Still, I'd say it's extremely dangerous. Yeah, it looks very deep. Rye or Ray, you have a question? Passing by. 4, 3, 2, 1. In the end of white taking the side. Yeah. T10 and T14 for black, yeah. We'll take from white 2 points. Well, it was a gote hane, and we don't count. We don't say what if black takes. What if it takes black the cost of a whole move to remove some points? Well, that could cost black a whole move. So that's not fair. What can black take away in sente for free? That's the definition we're using. Let's use it one more time. Let's look at white's area on top. We take our sente. This actually ends in, let's take another sente. Sente. This is gote. Is that correct? Let's pretend it's sente. That's okay. So we'll play it here. Again, N19 is gote, so we can't use it. That's the cost of the whole move. This one's for free. That's the... Okay, so once again, you're getting the idea. That's what we actually have. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 points. So that's how you get used to counting what you actually have. Now, you don't have to consider, as you're doing this in your actual game, you don't have to consider, ooh, he might not play that. You're not looking for the move or correct sequences. You only have to look at what's my basic boundary. And that's easy to look at. Just boom, 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 you see the basic boundary. Like black's boundary up here. You know, you just, and even if your opponent is so off, that doesn't matter. It can be approximate. No problem whatsoever being approximate in your count. Okay, I actually have some place I have to go, so we're not going to get to the actual counting. We only looked at how to count. So I got to run to my next gig, and thanks everyone for coming. Don't forget to email me if you have comments on things you'd like to see, and I'll see you all later. Okay, bye.